health care for the community of Micronesian citizens is of growing concern. And that's the subject of today's Reality Check. Honolulu Civil Beats reporter Anita Hofschneider on the line this morning. Hi there.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, so you've really been kind of on top of this issue out there in the community. And I saw that the legislators will be holding a hearing on this later this week.
Yes, actually, I did not know they'd be holding a hearing when I first started reporting this story, but it just kind of worked out perfectly. They're going to be holding an informational briefing on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the state capitol on this topic of health care for immigrants from Micronesia.
Well, what did you find when you were doing your research and talking to people out there in the community?
Well, this story actually came about because I learned about a new study out of the University of Hawaii, out of their economics department, that was actually looking at hospitalizations and emergency room visits back in 2015. That was the time period when people who are citizens of nations from Micronesia who can legally live and work in the U.S. were being moved off of Medicaid and onto Obamacare. And so this is a segment of that population that fall under the low-income requirements to qualify for Medicaid, or at least they used to. And originally they were qualified for federal Medicaid before 1996, and then they were moved on to state Medicaid. And there were a lot of different changes that happened around this time that are probably too many for me to describe right now. But eventually, by 2015, the EGA administration decided to follow through on a plan by the Abercrombie administration to move low-income Micronesian immigrants off of Medicaid and onto Obamacare. And so what this study did was it looked at the hospitalizations and emergency room visits and found that the number of Medicaid-funded visits by people who self-identified as Micronesian fell noticeably at that time, and they didn't the privately insured visits didn't make up for that fall. There was actually an increase in uninsured visits from that population to the emergency room. And so this kind of begged the question of why, because this is a quantitative study. And so I wanted to talk to people in the community. So I went out and I talked to healthcare providers, service providers, and a lot of patients. And what I found was that many people who fall in that very low income category, we're talking people earning less than $19,000 a year because they only work a certain number of hours a week, or for whatever reason, some of them have like injuries, or they have language barriers or educational limitations, and so they only work certain low wage jobs, or they can't work at all. And so they told me that some of them have been avoiding the hospitals or avoiding doctors because they are just afraid of the cost of these co-payments. And some of them missed the limited enrollment period for Obamacare, so they have no insurance. And even our look at census data showed that they tend to have very high uninsured rates compared with the Hawaii's population as a whole.
I was struck by the interviews that you did with folks out there in the community. You know, the one woman who said she was down to just a few pills, and you know, you think that these are patients that, you know, maybe are in pain and are just afraid to go to the doctor because, you know, they don't want to be socked with the bills. They just can't afford that extra cost.
Exactly. And it was actually really hard to choose which interviews to include, because at first people didn't really want to talk on the record. But once I was able to find people who were willing to, they had a lot of really important stories. And I remember there's one guy who I ended up not making into the final version of the story who said to me, "If I die, then I die. Everybody has to die." And that really struck me because he doesn't have insurance because he couldn't afford to keep up with the payments. And he just, you know, isn't yet eligible for Medicaid, which you could get after he turned 65. And so he just, you know, he and a lot of people just kind of rely on prayer. They rely on trying to take care of themselves by, you know, taking long walks and eating better food, and are just sort of in this situation that's pretty unique, because if they were green card holders who or U.S. citizens or U.S. nationals, then it's likely they would be eligible for Medicaid and this wouldn't be an issue.
Well, thanks so much for your story, Anita.
Thank you for having me.
That was our Reality Check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Anita Hofschneider.